You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. It is the Spooner Homecoming Week, and today, for Wednesday, it is Pajama Day. Also today, at area high schools, at 7:30, see you at the poll, a student-led national prayer event happening at the high school flagpole of your local school, community, and nation. Again, 7:30, see you at the poll, a student-led prayer event. Today, half day of school for kids at LCO. They have parent-teacher conferences later on this afternoon. Again, half day for students at LCO school. The Washburn County Caregiver Conference held today at 8:30 at the Washburn County Wellness Center 50 Plus, located at 850 West Beaverbrook Avenue in Spooner. Several presenters, including breakout sessions with caregiver improvisation, chair yoga and sound bath, and painting self-care. There's a light breakfast and lunch provided. You must call for reservations at 715-635-4460. This is a free event, 715-635-4460. The Washburn County Caregiver Conference, happening from 8:30 till 3:30 at the Washburn County Wellness Center, 850 West Beavers Avenue in Spooner. Today at 9 o'clock, mobile service wiper blades will be distributed by Timber Ford of Hayward. They will be at the corner of County Road B and K, right there by Kuby's Coffee. Starting at 9 o'clock, they will install and provide for you free wiper blades for your vehicle. Stop by anytime between 9 and 3 o'clock. Free wiper blades from Timber Ford of Hayward at the corner of B and K. Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up at 10 a.m. until 3 o'clock. The food shelf is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77, just a little bit north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of food that was recovered from Marketplace and Walmart. They have meats and produce primarily, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Everyone is welcome. From 10 a.m. until 3, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward. Girls Varsity Golf, starting at 10 o'clock, a invitational involving many schools. They will be at the Solon Springs Golf Course. Ashland, Barron, Chautauqua, Cumberland, Grantsburg, Ladysmith, Spooner, St. Croix Falls, Superior, Unity Luck, and of course Hayward. At 10 o'clock, Girls Varsity Golf in Solon Springs. The Strong Bodies program is starting at 10:30 at the Lacouture Aging and Disability Center, located at 13856 West Corbine Road in Stone Lake. Transportation is available by calling Bob at 715-699-3529. This program has been shown to increase strength, muscle mass, and bone density. Classes are held twice weekly and include progressive resistance training, balance training, and flexibility exercises. Again, the Strong Bodies program at the LCO Elder Center, starting at 10:30. At 11 o'clock, a Super Senior Classes is being held at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street. This class is only $2, and it's 45 minutes geared towards 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. 11 o'clock at the Hayward Resource Center Super Senior Classes. A Ladies Network lunch is starting at 11:30 until 12:30 at the Flat Creek Lodge, located at 10290 Highway 27 in Hayward. The keynote speaker is Caroline, owner and founder of the Three Fly Sisters Taps and Wine. Join us for networking, community updates, and engaging presentation you won't want to miss. Sign in and networking starts at 11:15. Come and meet some fabulous ladies, bring a girlfriend, bring info to share about your business, workplace, or events happening in the surrounding communities. Please RSVP to Kathy by calling 715-651-4478. 715-651-4478. Again, ladies networking lunch at 11:30 at the Flat Creek Lodge. Power pump classes are being held at 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels and targets all major muscle groups by using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. Emphasize low weight loads and high repetition and motivational music. Again, power pump, 4 o'clock at the Cable Community Center. The LCO Ojibwe University Powwow Wednesday night is happening at 4:30 until 8. This will be held at the Lukuturwe Ojibwe University, located at 13466 West Trepanya Road. Becky Taylor and Thomas Kane will be hosting this powwow at the Pipe Mustache Auditorium. Everyone's welcome to bring crafts and dance. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
More with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North here on Wednesday morning. Joel and Grace slipping in the side door here. I think someday they'll leave that door unlocked for us, or we'll always have to pick it to get in here.
Maybe. You leave a brick. I'll show you how to do it, Joel.
Okay. Keyword this hour, by the way, for our Text to Win contest is morning, MORNING. Morning. Don't put a U in there. MORNING. Text that to us. You could win $200 today. You could win some gold jewelry, and you may win those two tickets to see the green and gold take on the Vikings, take on Minnesota on November 23rd. In Green Bay. That would be pretty cool, about a $1,500 value. Well, we talked a lot of football yesterday here in the 7 o'clock hour. So Hayward, let's talk homecomings. All right, this is the time of the year where we have homecoming. All the schools have it. It's based around the big Friday night football game, and it's always an exciting week. The dress up tradition has continued, but changed a lot. For homecoming, what are your memories of homecoming week from high school, Gray?
Two words: marching band.
Oh yeah.
And like most of the listeners are like, yep, I could smell that. Like, yes, yeah. I was a marching band guy. I played a trombone.
A lot of practice.
And my hometown, Park Falls, took it very seriously. I happened to be going there when we had someone who I now recognize is, I mean, like a super, super high caliber band director, marching band director in little old Park Falls. And there's a lot of that up here. You go and you find people who are just like, man, what are you doing in this little town? Guy by the name of Pat Pollock, who honestly could probably direct any band he wanted if he had the opportunity to show what he could do. to the people making the decisions. And I'm not blowing smoke. It just, it's one of those things where you only recognize when you hit 25, like, whoa, I was spoiled for instructors, teachers. Somebody in your past probably stands out as an example. Did you have a teacher like that who was just...
I mean, those band instructors like that, when you find... There's so many good ones, but they have such a passion. It's like, it's not just their job, but it's their life. They want to go out and have marching band practice on Saturday morning. And I mean, they're just... You can just feel them and their enthusiasm bleed over into the kids, and that just keeps going and going. And because if you're a band instructor at a high school... it's not just something they said, hey, you want to be a band instructor? Okay. No, you have to have practice and be good at a lot of different instruments, and it's just a super talent.
Yeah, and it definitely seems like some people may or may not have kind of stumbled into the role, but that's actually kind of true of Mr. Pollock, too. I happen to know that he at least at some point in life wanted to be doing other things and kind of wound up doing that and then just... collected plaques and trophies year by year by year. And it's, you know, like I didn't study very hard because I didn't think I needed to. And I've got certain regrets about that, but I've taken that medicine. I've learned the lessons from that. One thing that I always will wonder at is what could I have done? Because I don't even know what it could have looked like if I had taken his instruction, that those opportunities seriously. Because looking back on my lazy high school days, no finer example than 7:30 a.m. every Thursday in the fall, we would do jazz band. Mm-hmm. And that was an elective thing. You didn't have to. But because of certain personal connections I was voluntold. Basically, there's no way I wasn't going to be in jazz band. And it's like, man, I could have done some really cool things with that, but I just refused, dug in my heels like a foolish teenager. And if you're in band right now, try. Give it a try. Like, oh my goodness, the memories I could have had.
Yeah, and I was a drummer in high school through my junior year, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed marching band and just being the cool guy playing the cadence. You know, even the bass drum was cool. And
That's true in some schools, by the way. That's the way, like, everybody was in marching band. Everybody was in band. All the smart kids, all the jocks, all the nerds, all the goss, they were all band kids. Yeah. And that's the sign when everybody's in band, get in there.
Yeah.
Buy in. Focus.
When it's halftime of the high school homecoming football game and you see like 8 or 10 football players out there playing in the band, you know that the band program has got something going because kids, they're just like, yeah, I'm playing football, but I'm going to be in the band too. I'm going to play at halftime too.
That was the other marker. Like when I said the jocks were in the band, you can tell because they're wearing their football pads instead of marching gear. And they're out there at halftime because we need that tuba, man. And you're the only one we got.
Homecoming times vary, of course, at all the different schools. They're depending, they have to have a home game, first of all. Dress up days leading up to homecoming were some of the craziest times I remember. So I probably have more memories of dressing up and seeing kids dress up than ever. Back in the day, we had toga day, which was outlawed because some kids just wore the toga sheet and nothing else. And we had some days that got outlawed. But, I mean, some kids dressed up, some didn't, but still it was great memories. It's great memories.
If I were smarter, I would have chosen not to participate because I tried to, but I had no sense of style. It was so bad. And like, I'd even participate in the dress up days and still not catch the issues. Like, it's nerdy dress up day, and my pants are still excessively short, even with the nerdy costume and the suspenders that I'm wearing. Like, it's impressive what opportunities I had for screwing up when it came to fashion. I took them all.
Well, for me, we had Back to the 50s day. That was always a big thing back then.
That's a
good
one.
And you either dressed as the Fonz, the cool guy, or you dressed as the nerd. I was the nerd every year. I could not pull off cool at all, so I grabbed my dad's letter sweater from Hastings, Minnesota High School from 1951 or whatever, and I just went nerd.
Yeah,
just
lanky nerd. And curly hair, Joel. I'm afraid the choice was made for you. That was
Thank you.
I mean, there was a greaser out there somewhere who looked like that, but he didn't get attention because he blended in. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I didn't have many muscles going on, so me rolling up my sleeves on my T-shirt, not a good idea.
Oh, people can hear us. We're two spaghetti noodles in this studio, and they know it.
We had guys dress as girls, girls dress as guys day,
which
is a whole nother it's not happening now, but I'll say my senior year, I got best dressed.
On Gender Bender Day?
I had a tight-knit skirt on and a top.
Stop.
goodness gracious.
Save us. Oh, save us.
There were balloons involved, and I was a dish. I was a dish. There's not one person alive that doesn't have a memory of dressing up for homecoming.
I'm seeking to offload my memories. If you know of a way or a method that doesn't involve any sort of a substance, I am interested.
So enjoy the homecoming. If you got kids or grandkids, it certainly is it's a fun time, exciting time. For the kids, it drives the teachers crazy sometimes. More to come here on the Buzz of the North on your Wednesday morning. Here, Pat Kreitler's back in just a moment. More with Pat Kreitler on the Buzz of the North. Good morning, Joel and Ray. We got a keyword this hour, and it is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning, get that to us right now. You could win $200. You could win some gold jewelry. You might win those two tickets to see Minnesota and Green Bay play November 23rd, a $1,500 value. Civic Media app, Android, iPhone. The keyword is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Be sure to click on the Buzz of the North and text that. It'll come right into the studio here. Gray, I want to talk a little bit about something. We talked about this on another platform, but I wanted to visit it in a little more extensive matter here. And my brain cannot get over the fact that we have two drinks in our society that are so popular that both are just terrible to the taste buds the first time you drink it. I mean, you drink a soda, you drink a Pepsi or a Coke, you take a drink of it, and you're like, ooh, that's sweet. That's really nice. Kool-Aid. You mix up some Kool-Aid, you know, the sugary, the sweet taste. But a cup of black coffee and a standard can of beer, at no point in history has anyone ever taken their first drink of either one of those and gone, delicious. I don't think it's happened, has it?
Probably not. I mean, everybody's different, and there's no accounting for taste, so I'm never going to say never. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think one of the natural human tendencies that did us a favor or was a mistake that led to where we are today, depending on your perspective, is if there's something that doesn't kill us, we're going to try it three times and see if something new happens. And, well, then we might just try three more times, depending on what we get. And wouldn't you know it, three coffees in or three beers in, you begin to appreciate that, huh. Well, in the case of the beer, they actually start tasting better, but that may or may not vary by consumer. In the case of the coffee, you start having heart palpitations and you might tip over, but again, they're undeniable effects.
I mean, is it the caffeine in coffee? Is it the alcohol in beer? Why would we put ourselves through that progression of keep going?
I'm no psychologist, but it does stand out to me that both of these liquids contain addictive substances. We're talking about nicotine and alcohol. So, like, I'm thinking a psychologist would probably point to some pretty obvious guesses. But the coffee especially, I think, because it takes longer for you to appreciate. You know, you could chug six cups of coffee before you realize what the first one's even doing to you. Whereas that sixth beer, I mean, you're passing out and your friend's got to tell you the story. So, I mean, even the cavemen could have had a version of what happened? You know, like that's totally within the realm of possibility and maybe even likelihood from my armchair perspective.
I will accept the explanation that a person's taste buds will adapt to whatever you give it. I mean, if you eat a bag of Doritos every morning, eventually your body's going to say, hey, I want a bag of Doritos tomorrow morning because that's the taste that it's used to. Versus if you have an apple or a carrot, eventually your taste buds in your mind will adjust to the fact that, oh, this is what I like now.
Yeah, we become numb without contrast. And that's true of many, many things. Ask celebrities about too much of a good thing. You know, there's a reason that when you surround yourself with yes people, you end up going on a nosedive eventually. You've got to have people to balance you out. You've got to have negative experiences to even feel the positivity of the good things. Yeah. You know, it's very possible for us to overdo it. And I think even something as simple as the flavors of what we eat and drink, absolutely part of it. So yeah, exposure has undeniable effects. Call them benefits, call them downsides. That's definitely a matter of perspective.
Yeah. And there, I will draw the difference line here because coffee, I mean, there's the old school. Give me some black coffee. All right, weirdos like that. But there's others. Most of us need to sweeten it up a little bit, right? Yeah. I would say the percentage of people that have coffee with a little something in it, other than just a black cup of coffee, the percentage of people that doctor it up a little bit is probably higher than the black cup of coffee, right?
I would agree. Yeah. And if you want a little bit more evidence yet, I'd point to the number of people who are drinking espresso beverages. Almost none of them are drinking straight espresso. You know, part of the reason your black coffee is palatable is because it's a watered-down version of what espresso is. Like, sorry, not trying to degrade the American coffee experience, but at the end of the day, when American soldiers were in Italy during World War II, they had to invent a new beverage that was watered down enough for them because that was how you got from espresso to anything similar. That's mm-hmm. what an Americano is. Mm-hmm. Like, we like watered-down coffee in general. If you've got a drip coffee maker, if you're drinking Keurig coffee, it's generally speaking. I mean, but that's also a major family of coffee beverages is the drip, the pour-over. So I'm not going to pretend that it's lesser in any way. It's just yeah. to say that it's not a watered-down version of espresso is, well, at least partially inaccurate. So I like referencing that. But when I switched to espresso, I'm pretty sure I started including even more sugar. It's about the balance between the sweetness yeah. and that complex flavor. Like you said, we spoke about it recently. That's it. It's the balance. I want something to mitigate that black coffee, but I also want that kick in the teeth for a second. And whether it's sweetener, whether it's actually anything sweet, or even just milk or milk foam, that's something that gives air and gives some space, lets you breathe in between the depths of the dark coffee.
I think beer, on the other hand, I think anyway, is the opposite. I think most people, a higher percentage of people, just like a Miller, a Budweiser, a PBR. Yes, there's the flavored beers, and there's all kinds of different aspects of that part of that industry. But I think a high percentage of people, what I experience anyway, maybe it's because we're up north, just give me a beer. Just straight up beer. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with the flavor.
You know, well, I hadn't heard it put that way. I know people are quite particular. I've yet to spent a year and a half or so as a bartender. Nobody ever said, just grab me one. You know, there's always a particular one. But that said, there's always a second option too. Yeah. You know, people are flexible.
But when you take like a Busch Light or a Budweiser or whatever, a Michelob, yeah, they all have a little different taste to mm-hmm. it. But I'm talking about, you know, don't put any lemon, don't put any creamer in there like we do with coffee.
Oh.
And don't do that. I mean, that's just
drawing
the line.
No.
I'm saying it's still just beer. It's a different taste of beer. I mean, then you have like the summer shanties and all that, those taints of it. But I still consider like Busch, Budweiser, Miller all just like straight up beer.
No, I'm with you. I just didn't realize you were pointing out something that, like, you're preaching truth. I just didn't realize, like, gravity goes down. Like, I didn't realize we were zoomed out that far. No, you're 100% correct. It's a beer.
Yeah.
Although I've met two people who salted it.
Oh, boy.
We'll leave that there.
We'll talk more beer another time. Imagine that, us being in the Hayward area, Northwoods, talking beer.
Salty beer.
Pat Kreitlow coming in next here on The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me today in the studio is Joyce and Jess from the Sawyer County Health and Human Services in the Public Health Unit. And today we're going to be talking about marijuana, or actually more specifically, THC, since it's not just in the plant anymore. We can get gummies and vapes and drinks and all sorts of stuff. So Joyce or Jess, whoever wants to start us off, let's talk about this.
Okay. So, no, and we really want to look at the THC component and kind of why we're bringing this forward, because, you know, THC obviously has been around for a long time. It's legal on both sides of us as far as state-wise, as far as Minnesota and Michigan. But the fact that THC itself has become increasingly more concentrated, so it's become more dangerous in a sense, because sure. it can be more harmful.
It's not like the pot that we had in the 70s.
No. And we hear a lot of times, because it's like, well, hey, it's just weed. You know, I smoked weed when I was a kid or so on. What we're wanting to let people know is, hey, it's not just weed the way you might think it is. It has changed. And like you said, THC, we're seeing in a lot of things. Like you said, the edibles, the drinks, a lot more concentrated, which is causing a lot of side effects.
Sure.
That people don't even realize that, hey, I'm having these issues, that it's related to the THC that they ingested, thinking it might be something else.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Just bringing this more to light of, hey, the awareness of, you can't just say, hey, it's just weed like I had when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And something to bring up, too, is when you talk about edibles. So the reason that overdoses happen with edibles is people will use or take an edible and they don't realize that they are not going to feel the effects for anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours later. Yeah. So they take more.
Oh.
And with this high concentration of THC in there, I mean, back in the 70s, the concentration of THC in weed was about 10%.
Yeah.
Now there is no weed that the concentration is only 10%. Now it's anywhere from 90% plus. And so we actually have kids and adults who are showing up in our emergency rooms that are overdosing and they're hallucinating. They are having panic attacks. They're having rapid heartbeats. Their blood pressure goes up.
Yep.
So, and it's a very scary thing to happen.
Well, I would think with all these products, too, that are now containing THC in the home, kids are getting a hold of it.
Yes.
And they think it's candy. They think it's pop. They think it's something fun.
Yeah. Well,
and
it's like, you know,
they're taking the whole gummy versus, you know, some people just say just a little corner.
Right. Yep. And it's being packaged to attract kids just like vaping, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're putting the bright colors on it. They make it
the flavors.
Look, it looks like a candy that they know, you know, or a snack that they know, but it is, it's not. It has that THC in it.
Yeah.
So
what can we do to prevent some of this happening in the home? Obviously, you don't go out and buy it, but for those who are, what are some safety tips that we can give them?
Yeah, well, obviously, for starters, treat it just like a narcotic medication. Put it up away where children can't get into it.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're putting it somewhere that's, especially if you can lock it, it's even better. Because it's not only kids, it's also pets. You know, if your dog eats it, they can die from it. It's very, very difficult to treat a dog that is overdosing on THC. So that is the first thing. Obviously, if you're going, we are not promoting the usage of weed or THC.
No, but if they are.
But we're being realistic.
Yeah.
We know that people are. So if you are going to be using it, only have the amount in your home that you're going to use. Don't be storing and stashing it up.
Yeah.
So that others can find it.
And I think the other part too is, because then somebody might go, well, I don't have edibles in my home, is the concentration is not just in those edibles or the waxes. Waxes are very common. But the actual, like if you're smoking marijuana the way you would traditionally think it, those are even more concentrated than they used to be. So that's the other component that people are like, well, hey, they're having fun. They're just smoking a joint. Well, not realizing that joint is a lot more concentrated than it used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, our local ERs are seeing people come in due to using or smoking, and they're having symptoms like their heart rate is through the roof, they're throwing up crazy, they're having these panic attacks, not realizing it's because of what they just did. So,
and the other thing with smoking that I want to bring up is, even though a lot of people look at THC and weed as a natural product, they're thinking that it's healthier, you're still putting things into your lungs. And so there's actually studies out there that have shown that people that do smoke marijuana are at a higher risk for stroke and for heart attacks. So keep that in mind as well. If you already have those health symptoms, maybe not something you want to be doing. If you don't need to do it, don't do it. But if you do, know that the concentration is very high. It is not what you think it is. If you're going to use it, use a very, very small amount. Give it a few hours so that you know what the full effect is going to be. Put it somewhere safe.
Yeah. Because the joint of the, like you said, the joint of the 70s is 10 times stronger today.
Yes.
If not more.
Yes.
As far as potency is concerned.
I actually was on vacation a few weeks ago in a state that it is legal with a group of women, and somebody there shared a joint with somebody else, and that girl came to me very scared. She was panicking, and it turns out that it was just something that had a very, very high amount in it.
Oh, sure.
Really, really scared her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Joyce and Jess, thank you for stopping by, and we will talk more about this in future episodes.
Thank you.
If you would like more information about the topic we discussed today, contact Joyce Knowlton at 715-634-4806. Again, that's 715-634-4806. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.